Welcome to the first daf in Maseches Megillah. We're in daf Beis. Thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf of the Lema Maseches Nishmas Lois Lupin Zaltzman. We start a new Masechta, and we are three Masechtas away from concluding Seder Moed. The Masechta Megillah is dedicated to the topic of the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, and for that matter, all the dinim of Purim. The first and second parakim of the Masechta deal primarily with the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, and a little bit about the other mitzvahs that are tluyos b'yom. And the third and fourth parakim are going to segue into a discussion of Kriyas HaTorah, and the fourth parak discusses the halachas of a shul. The prerequisite to the Masechta would be the Megillah itself. Obviously, now we're not going to go through the entire Megillah. Over the course of the first parak, we will be going through a lot of the Megillah inside. The second half of the first parak of the Masechta deals in length in terms of darshaning the psukim of the Megillah itself. So as we go through about Daf Yud to the end, about Tezvav, Tezayin, so we're going to be seeing a lot of the Megillah inside itself. But first and foremost, the first Mishnah in the Masechta deals with the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, and the topic that we're going to be discussing is when is there a mitzvah to read the Megillah. You open up the Megillah and you see inside. The Megillah says that there is a mitzvah to read it on the 14th. 14th is the day in which we rested from defeating our enemies. Haman wished to destroy us through lottery. He came out on the 13th day of Adar. 13th day of Adar we had Melchama. And then the 14th day we rested, so therefore the 14th day was instituted by the Chachamim as the day in which we're going to celebrate Purim. And Shushan, as you read the Megillah inside, you'll see this inside. On Shushan, they were given one more day. They asked for one more day to do away with their enemies. So in Shushan, 14th, they were still in Melchama, and it was only on the 15th in which they rested. So there are 2 days in which they are dedicated towards Purim, and that's the 14th and 15th day of Adar. 14th. For most Jews, those living in an unwalled city, and the 15th for those living in a walled city. What we're going to be learning, the first thing we're going to be learning in the Mishnah, is that there are three other possible days to read the Megillah. We'll see that in the Mishnah, and we'll see why it is that there are going to be three other possible days in which one could read the Megillah. We start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah, Megillah Nikras, B'Yadav, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. The Megillah could be read either on the 11th, the 12th, the 13th day, but Yadav B'Tezvav around the 14th or 15th day, lo pachos v'lo yoser, not any earlier and not any later. So there is a span of time in which we could read the Megillah, and it spans from the 11th day of Adar until the 15th of Adar. And then the Mishnah gives us more details. If you have a walled city, so walled cities read, as long as it is a city that had a wall around it going back to the time dating back to Yehoshua ben Nun and our conquest of Eretz Yisrael, so then they read on the 15th. Kfarim v'ayaros gedolos kfarim v'yadalim. And then you have the small villages, the big cities, and they read on the 14th. Basically, everyone else reads on the 14th. Ela, but then the Mishnah points out, shakfarim makdim liyam haknisa. But if you live in a kfar, if you live in a small city, and the next Mishnah is going to identify what exactly are the parameters of a small village, but if you live in a small village, so then you can back it up to Yom HaKnisa. Yom HaKnisa is either going to be the previous Monday or Thursday before Purim. And the Mishnah actually gives us all different types of scenarios. Ketan. Chali is Yudal B'Sheni. So if the 14th day of Adar falls out on a Monday, so then Kfar B'Yaros, Gedol, it's Kfar B'Yom. So then you have the villages and the Ayaros all reading on the 14th, Mekavetz Chama L'Machar. And then the Mekavetz Chama are going to be reading on the next day, which would be Tuesday. Chali is B'Shlishi. If the 14th day of Adar falls out on a Tuesday, Ober V'Yor on a Wednesday, Kfar Magdim L'Yam HaKnisa. So then the Kfarim are going to back it up to the Yom HaKnisa. They're going to back it up to Monday. And the large city is going to be reading on that day, meaning whatever day the 14th is, be it Tuesday or Wednesday. And those living in the walled city are going to be reading on the next day. If Purim falls out on a Thursday, so the villages and the big cities are going to be reading on the 14th, meaning on that Thursday. And those live and those surrounded by a wall are going to be reading on the next day, which is Friday. Chaliyos Erev Shabbos. If it falls out, if the 14th day of Adar falls out on a Friday, Kfar Makdim Liyam HaKnisa. So the Kfarim moved back to Thursday, the day prior. Vayaros Gedolos Mekavetz Chomos Kfarim B'Yom. And the large cities and the walled cities will both read on Friday. We will learn together in the Gemara that we do not read the Megillah on Shabbos, even though the date is demanding that we read the Megillah on Shabbos, but the Chachamim prohibited us from reading the Megillah on Shabbos, and therefore they have to read on the day before. Cannot read the day after Shabbos, because in such a scenario, the day after Shabbos will be the 16th day of Adar. And the Mishnah already told us that the window of opportunity to read the Megillah can only go back as early as the 11th, and cannot be read any later than the 15th. Therefore, if Purim falls out on a Friday, the 14th falls on a Friday, so then there's no choice but the wall cities are going to be reading on that day. Friday. Chalios b'Shabbos. What if it falls out on a Shabbos, the 14th day that falls out on Shabbos? Kfarim b'Yeros Gedolos Makdim Makom Liyam Maknisa. So the Alpha reads on Shabbos, as we already explained, we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So what do? So the Kfarim and the Ayaros Gedolos, the villages and the big cities, are both moved back to the Yom HaKnisa, Umukefes Choma LeMachar, and the Mukefes Choma read on Sunday. Now here it's interesting, because here you could make an argument that the Kfarim back up to Thursday, but maybe not the Ayaros. The Ayaros shouldn't back up to Thursday, but our Mishnah takes the position that the Ayaros as well back up to Thursday. Chaliyos Achar Shabbos. Now if it falls out on a Sunday, Kfar Makdim on Yom HaKnisa. So now the Kfarim go all the way back to the previous Thursday, Bayaros Gedolos Kfarim Bo Bayom, and the big cities read on Sunday, Mekefes Chom LaMachar, and Mekefes Chom read on the Monday. Okay, so what the Mishnah has told us is that essentially there are 2 days for reading the Megillah, 2 primary days in terms of reading the Megillah, the 14th day of Adar for all Jews living in non-walled cities, the 15th day of Adar for Jews living in a walled city, and there's a heter, there's a dispensation given to the Kfarim, where the Kfarim can read on the Yom HaKnisa on either the Monday or the Thursday prior to the 14th day of Adar. Okay, the first thing we'll open up in terms of discussion is why. Why would it be that the Kfarim are entitled or allowed to read on the Yom HaKnisa? So take a look at Rashi, and Rashi in the Mishnah writes as follows. We're in Rashi, Dibra Maska, El Shakfar, Makim, Liam HaKnisa. So Rashi writes, Klomar, Me'achashim, Mukav, and Korim, Tesva, Vishay, Mukav, and Korim, Yadal, Hareyako, Bechlal, Suhech, Mishkach, Yadal, Yabezi, Gimel. So Rashi just explained, the Mishnah says, where do we find that you're going to be reading on the 11th, 12th, 13th, especially if you consider that the primary days of reading on the 14th and 15th? Elo shehakfarim nasnu lehem chachamim rishus lahaktim kriyasa. It's the chachamim who allowed them, the kfarim, to go back and read it on the Yom HaKnisa. Yom Sheni B'Shabbos Shlefnei Yudalet O Chamishi B'Shabbos Shuhu Yom Knisa. Shehakfarim miskansen la'yaros lemishpat. Now, first of all, why is it that Monday and Thursday are referred to as Yom Knesset? So Rashi explains, because those are days where the villagers go into town for Mishpat, meaning there needs to be judgment, there need to be court cases of any matter of dispute. So they go into town, and their disputes are going to be handled. And the courts are open on Monday and Thursday. And Rashi reminds us the Gemara in Baba Kama, where the Gemara in Baba Kama says that one of Takanas Ezra, one of Ezra's institution, after we came back into Eretz Yisrael to build Bayis Sheni, is that we would congregate on Monday and Thursday, and Beis Din would open up on Monday and Thursday. And then Rashi writes something very interesting. Rashi says that the assumption that the Mishnah and the Chachamim were making is that the B'nai Kfarim were not knowledgeable. Simple people, not learned people, and therefore they didn't know how to read. Utsrichim shiyikra'en alahem. And then Rashi says, and so therefore they need somebody to read it for them. So now they're going to be in a little bit of a bind, meaning that on the 14th day of Adar, if it doesn't come out on a Monday and Thursday, so they're sitting in their villages, and they literally have no one to read the Megillah for them. So what do they do? So anyway, they're coming into town on Monday and Thursday. So echem imnei ha'ir v'loi. I'm sorry. So v'tzrichim shikrin lahem echem imnei ha'ir v'loi tzrichum chachamim li'tachir v'lavo b'yom yedalid. And so therefore, the chachamim didn't force them to come into the city on the 14th day of Adar, but rather pamim shiyam haknisa b'yigam b'yigimol shehu shehu pamim shehu b'yedalid. And so therefore, what the chachamim allowed is a special dispensation where the B'nai HaKfarim, who need somebody to read for them, or anyway are going to go into town on the Monday or Thursday prior to Purim, will be able to go into town and have one of the members of the city read for them on the Yom HaKnisa. Atan Divrei Rashi, that is Rashi's explanation. What makes Rashi's explanation both interesting and difficult to understand is that, according to Rashi, let's think about this. They're going to go now into town, not on the 14th, well, again, if Monday and Thursday on the 14th, so then great, Shalom HaYisrael, so then everyone's going to be reading the Megillah together. But if it's not the 14th day of Adar, if it's the Monday or Thursday prior to Purim, which could either be 11th, 12th, or 13th day of Adar, so now they're going to go into town, they're not capable of reading the Megillah, and they're going to have someone read it for them. Now let's think this through. The person that's going to be reading it for them, ostensibly, is not obligated to read the Megillah, meaning he's living in the city, and for him, Kriyas Megillah is going to be only occurring on the 14th day. His obligation to read is going to be on the 14th day of Adar. And so essentially what you're having, according to Rashi, is someone who is an Eino Mechuyev B'davar, someone who's not obligated, reading for somebody who is obligated. And so that makes Rashi very interesting. You take a look at the Rush in the back, where the Rush notes, quotes Rashi, and cites this as being a difficulty in terms of understanding Rashi. How is it that, according to Rashi, the reason why they're coming in is to have somebody read for them, but meanwhile the person who's reading for them is an Eino Mechuyev B'davar, and how can someone who's an Eino Mechuyev B'davar be also someone who's a Mechuyev B'davar? Okay, that's the, and that obviously deserves discussion and its attention, and we would have to try to somehow defend Rashi, but anyway, that is Rashi's understanding of why it is that they were allowed to go in early. Let's start with the Gemara. The Gemara, in the middle of the Amun, Migos Nikras, Biyadav Minalan. So the Gemara asks the question, which is, how do we know that a Megillah could be read on the 11th? So Minalan, so the Gemara, on its own question, says, what do you mean? What kind of question is that? Could it be in the name of the Kaman? What do you mean? The Chachamim allowed the Bnei Kfarim to read earlier because So the Mishnah later on tells us that the Chachamim were makel on the Kfarim so that they could read earlier, so that they could provide water and food for the brothers in the Krachim. This is a mission that we're going to be seeing later on. We'll see it on Daf Dal. We'll see it again on Daf Yates. And so therefore, what the Gemara is essentially asking is, Minalan, from where do we know it? What do you mean? The Mishnah tells us. The Mishnah later on tells us that this was a kula that was instituted on behalf of the Bnei Kfarim. So the Gemara says, no, misunderstood the original question of the Gemara. Ananachi kamin, mechti. Kula anche kenesis gadola takninu. Look, this is Purim we're talking about. Every aspect of Purim was instituted by the Chachamim. The Isa gadachan shekinesis gadola yudal v'tesvav takon. And if you can imagine that what was instituted by the Anshe Knesset HaGedola, who instituted Purim, is that only we're going to read on the 14th and 15th, so then also Rabbanim Ba'akri Takanta Takinu Anshe Knesset HaGedola, so then it is inconceivable that what's going to happen is that at a later point in time, another basin is going to come in and institute new legislation. That's not how it works. Once legislation was instituted by the Chachamim, you can't have a later basin come along and amend that legislation. Vatanan. In fact, we have a Mishnah. We have a general principle that Beis Din cannot be mevatel the words of another Beis Din unless a later Beis Din cannot overturn the ruling of an earlier Beis Din unless they're greater in chachma and in minyan, both in knowledge and in numbers. Just interesting what exactly the Mishnah means by numbers. Meaning, assuming that we're talking about Beis Din, Beis Din is the standard 70 or 71. So what exactly that means, that's not totally clear. But anyway, so what the Gemara is asking now is that how can a later Beis Din legislate the reading of the Megillah on the 11th, 12th, and 13th if the original Takana of Purim was to read only on the 14th and 15th? That's the question. So Ela Pshita Kol Anshe Knesset HaGedola Takinu. So the Gemara says, so it must be that the only answer is that everything we just learned in the Mishnah, and that the range of reading of the Megillah extends to both the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th day of Adar, must have all been part of the original legislation. The Chachamim were misakein that we're going to read the Megillah on 14th, 15th, and they were also misakein 11th, 12th, and 13th. Good. So the Gemara says, now that we know all that, Hecher and Miza, so now what the Gemara wants to know is, where do we see it? Where exactly is this encoded in the Megillah? The Megillah is very clear that we read the Megillah either on the 14th or on the 15th. But where exactly do we see in the Megillah? Is there any hint whatsoever in the Megillah that there are other days to read the Megillah, notably 11th, 12th, 13th, as well. Is that can we find Ramazim? So Amar Rav Shem Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan. To which the Gemara now is going to basically give us two possible approaches in terms of where exactly this is nirmaz in the Psukim in the Megillah. So this is approach number one. We will just simply call this the approach of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk from the Megillah. This is from the ninth parak of the Megillah. Megillah is a total of 10 parakim. So this is the ninth parak. So the Navi says, the Megillah says, in its times. So there are multiple times that were instituted by the Chachamim. To which the Gemara says, "Hami ba'i le'legufe." Well, that doesn't necessarily show us that there's a reading on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. In fact, from that pasuk, all we could see is that there was an institution to read on the 14th, 15th. Where do we see in that pasuk that it refers to other days as well? In kainlem across zman, my zmanehem zmanim tuva. So the Gemara argues, well, if it was just talking about the times to read, meaning only the 14th and 15th, so then the Navi would have said Zman. The fact that it says Zman Nehem means that there are other times as well. So the Gemara says, well, there's another halacha. The other halacha is that the two Zmanim are distinct and exclusive to that particular locale. Meaning that if you're living in a walled city, you can't read on the 14th. If you're living in an unwalled city, you can't read on the 15th. And that's what we generate from the pasuk of Zman Nehem. So Im Ken Lemakor Zmanam. So the Gemara says, yes, you're right. But if the Navi were to just try to communicate that idea, it would have been sufficient had the Navi said the word Zmanam. My Zman Nehem, Shamas Minakulu. The fact that we have Zman Nehem, an additional yud, an additional hey, it comes to tell us that in addition to the times mentioned in the Megillah, the 14th and 15th, there are other times as well. Ema Zmanim Tuva, Zmanehem. So the Gemara asked the question, okay, now all we know is that there are other dates. Well, we don't know how many other dates we're talking about, so ostensibly you could argue there are many other dates. So the Gemara says, Zmanehem Duyim Yad Zmanam. No, we're only going to be marba, we're only going to include or generate other dates equivalent to the original dates mentioned in the Megillah. There are two dates mentioned in the Megillah, so all we get to generate are two additional dates. Mazmanam Trey, Avzmanehem Trey. So the dates mentioned in the Megillah are two, 14th and 15th, so we're only entitled to generate two more dates. So already you could probably guess that this presents a problem, because the Mishnah introduces us to three additional dates. And at this juncture of the Gemara is only telling us that there are two additional dates. So we'll get to that question. The Ema Tresar Tlesar. So the Gemara says, first of all, let's suggest that it's the 12th and 13th. Meaning, in addition to the 14th and 15th, it should also be the 12th and 13th. Kedam Arshmol Bar Yitzchak, Yudgimel Zman Kehila Lakolhi, Velol Sarach Lerabuye. So which the Gemara says that no, we do not need a Rebuy for the 13th of Adar, because the 13th of Adar is Zman Kehila. And therefore, it doesn't require a ribui. And so, hachanam yudgimel zman kehila kolhi v'lo tzarich l'rebuye. I don't need a ribui for the 13th. And so, therefore, all I have after that are two additional dates. Well, two additional dates. V'hem ha'shitza v'shivzar. So maybe the two additional dates are the 16th and 17th. So maybe the dates that we're going to be reading the Megillah are the 13th, because that's zman kehila. We'll explain what that means momentarily. In addition to that, the 14th and 15th, those are the two dates mentioned in the Megillah. In addition to that, the 16th and 17th. So the Gemara says, no. The V'lo Yavor Ksiv. The Gemara says, no, that we're going to reject that out of hand, because the Navi says, the Megillah says, Lo Yavor, and we're going to understand that to mean that you cannot go past the 15th day of Adar. There is no reading that could occur after the 15th day of Adar. So therefore, we're going to be marred by two more dates. We know it's two because of the Zman Nehem. We know the 13th is already included because it's the Zman Kehila. So therefore, we're going to include two more dates. So we're going to back it up to the two dates prior to the 13th, and that's going to be the 11th and the 12th. So the first Mahalach of the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is the fact that the Megillah says the word Zman Nehem, and it could have gone away with either saying Zman or Zmanam, and it says Zman Nehem. It means that that's the remez, that's the clue, that there are two more dates in which we could read the Megillah, and that would be the 11th and the 12th. Good, ad kan. Okay, let's take a moment now to just learn a little bit more about what the Gemara meant when it says that the 13th is Zman Kehila. What does that mean? So take a look at Rashi over here. Right? There's no Tosfos on this Amud. So Rashi covers both columns. Take a look at the left-hand column of Rashi, three lines from the top of the Amud, where Rashi writes, Manki lo kohi, hakol nikalu lihinakema oy behen, bein b'shushan, bein b'shar mekamos. So Rashi says that what's specific and unique about the 13th is that the day that's the day that we fought the Milchama, both in Shushan and outside of Shushan. That's where the main miracle took place. That was the Milchama, that was the war. That's where we got to defeat our enemies. So therefore the 13th is already a day which is earmarked as a Yom Nes. And therefore, that is the day in which we could read the Megillah. That is Rashi's understanding of what the Gemara means when it says Zman Kihila. Take a look at the Rush. Rush quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is very unhappy with Rashi's explanation over here. I'm reading from the Rush in the back of the Gemara. Baloni Hirla Rabbeinu Tam. Zman Milchamahu. So first of all, Rabbeinu Tam says, it's hard to imagine that that's the Pshat in the Gemara. If the Gemara here is referring to the battle that we fought on the 13th day, so why would the Gemara use an ambiguous language of Zman Kehila? Use a much clearer language of Zman Milchama. And furthermore, Rabbeinu Tam says, when the Gemara speaks in such a vague terminology of Ein Tzarich L'Rebuye, so it's hard to imagine that really what the Gemara is doing is constructing a whole argument. Well, if we're going to read the Megillah on the day where we rested, so for sure we're going to read the Megillah on the day that we fought the battle. Meaning, the Gemara would have said all that had that been what the Gemara meant. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam argues with his grandfather, Pesach Rabbeinu Tam, Zman Kila Kohi, Shalkomet Asun Latanis Esther. So Rabbeinu Tam offers another pshat in our Gemara, and when the Gemara says Zman Kihila, it's a reference to Tanis Esther. Ubayim b'nei kfarim v'ayaros lamar slichos v'tachanonim. And now Tanis Esther is the day in which the b'nei kfarim are coming in order to say slichos and tachanonim lefi shabo nikal lamod al nafsham, because that's historically when we were in peril. V'yusrichim rachamim, and we needed rachmanus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, what we have done with the 13th day of Adar, every year since the event itself, is we've gone together, Tanis Esther, it's Zman Kehila. Zman Kehila, says Rabbeinu Tam, we all get together in shul because it's Tanis Esther. It's not unprecedented. In fact, it's very precedented. When B'nai Yisrael go to war with Amalek at the end of Parashas B'Shalach, so Moshe is fasting. And the Rush quotes the Gemara in Tanis. I'm happy to report, I don't remember this in the Gemara in Tanis, but I'm also happy to report that if you look in the Karban Asano, he too makes note of the fact that this Gemara is not explicitly in Masechta Tanis. It's located in other Midrashim, but it's not in Tanis. So Mekan L'Tanis Fibra Shetzarech Shosha, that when you put together Tanis Fibra, so you need three. But anyway, what Rabbeinu Tam is explaining is that we see that Moshe fasted when we went to Milchama against Amalek, and of course it's no coincidence that we're talking about the war against Haman, and he was a descendant from Amalek. Mikanir la Rabbeinu Tam Saad Latanis Esther, and this is it, says Rabbeinu Tam. Where are we going to find Tanis Esther in the Gemara? Tanis Esther minala. If you'll, I made mention of this point before, Tanis Esther is never mentioned in the Gemara. Meaning we just went through Masechta Tanis, we learned about all the days which are established to be fast days, and where do we mention Tanis Esther? The answer is never. It wasn't mentioned in Masechta Tanis. It's not mentioned in the Gemara, neither in the Gemara in Tanis, nor in the Gemara here in Megillah. Tanis Esther is not mentioned. Rabbeinu Tam says, this is it. This is going to be the source in the Gemara that speaks to Tanis Esther. She'anu osim k'mo she'asu b'yimei Mordechai v'Esther k'shina kol ha'yodim la'amod al nafsham. When the Jews did battle, so there were those who were fasting, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rachmanos. V'lo masin lo smach b'shum makom. Rabbeinu Tam acknowledges, we don't see the mention of Tanis Esther anywhere in the Gemara. Elabikan, this is it. Okay, good. So that is Yom Kihila as understood by Rabbeinu Tam. So again, just quickly to recap, the Gemara says that the 13th day of Adar is the day in which we intuitively know that we're allowed to read the Megillah, because the Gemara describes it as a Yom Kihila. What exactly that means? So now we saw Rashi, we saw Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says Man Kihila is a reference to the Yom Milchama. We did battle on the 13th, therefore it's the day where it's the Iker Hanes. And if we're going to read the Megillah on the day after the Iker Hanes, we're for sure going to read the Megillah on the Nes itself. That's Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam does not agree with his grandfather. Number one, the Gemara should have said Zman Milchama. Number two, the Gemara should have spelled out the Kal Vachomer. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says that the Zman Kehila is a reference, it's an allusion to in the Gemara, to Tanis Esther. It is the day in which we all get together in Shul, we're saying Slichos, we're davening, we're saying Tachanunim, and therefore it's the day in which we can also read the Megillah as well. Back to the Gemara. We're on Beis Amud Aleph, we're towards the bottom of the Amud, we're on the last narrow line of the Amud. We're now going to go with our second approach. The Gemara's question was, how do I know that I could read the Megillah in addition to the 14th and 15th, also on the 11th, 12th, and 13th? So we had one Mahalach, which is that of Rav Yochanan, which is based on the Zmanehem. The Gemara is going to give us now a second Mahalach. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar, Kra Kayamim Asher Nachu Bayim HaYehudim. Yamim Kayamim, like the days. Meaning there are days and there are kayamim. There are also two more days which are similar. L'rabot Yudal V'yud Beis. And that includes the 11th and 12th. The Ematres of Atleisar. So again, the Gemara now is going to go through the same give and take. So let's suggest the 12 and 13. Amar Rav Shimon Bar Yosef, Yudgim Zman Kihila Kolhi. V'lo Tzarech L'Rabuye. Nope, the 13th is a Zman Kihila and therefore it doesn't require a Ribuy. The Ematres of a Shibsar. So let's say it's the 16th and 17th. V'lo Yavor. Ksiv. Nope, can't be the 16th and 17th because of Lo Yavor. Okay, good. That is Mahalach number two. So basically, two possible drushes in the Megillah in terms of how we know about the two additional days. I should say rather, three additional days in which we could read the Megillah. Either it's based on the Zmanehem, that's Rav Yochanan, Rav Shimon Bar Abba, the name of Rav Yochanan, or it's Rav Shimon Bar Nachmeni and Kayamin. And then the Gemara just finishes off by pointing out, why does each Amara not appreciate the drusha of the other Amara, or not use the drusha of the other Amara? Rabbi Shimon Amar Nachmeni, my temelo Amar mi bezmanehem. Zman, zman, zmanehem, lamashmalei. So the Gemara says very simply that according to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, he doesn't find that this is cause for a drusha. That the Megillah says, instead of saying the word zman, or zmanam, it says manehem, he feels that that's not enough to generate a drusha. Rav Shimon Bar Abba, my time alo amar ke mikayamim. And why doesn't Rav Shimon Bar Abba, who quotes the name of Rav Yochanan, who learns it from Zmanehem, why doesn't he learn it from Kayamim? Amlacha ha'ula doros adichsev. No, Kayamim is not talking about two additional days. It means that in the future, all future years, Kayamim, just like in the original year, they rested on the 14th, 15th, so too we as well are going to, we're going to observe the 14th and the 15th. Period. Adkan divrei ha-gemara in terms of where is the remez in the Megillah for these additional days of reading, and the assumption that the Gemara makes is that this cannot be a later takana. This must be part of the original takana of Anshei Knesset HaGedola, that the Megillah can be read on the 14th and 15th, which is stated explicitly in the Megillah, and furthermore it could also be read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th as well for the Bnei HaKfarim, who according to Rashi are unable to read the Megillah, and therefore when they go into town on Monday and Thursday prior to Purim, so they can hear the Megillah. Amar Rabba Babachanam Rav Yochanan Zudiv Rabbi Kivastimasa Didarish Man Zman Zmanehem. So Rabba Babachanam says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that our Mishnah follows the position of Rabbi Akiva Stimasa, who darshin Zman Zman Zmanehem. Abachachamim Ormin Karin Oso Ala Bizmana. But according to the Chachamim, you can only read it Bizmana. You can only read it on the 14th and on the 15th. First of all, just to the language of Rabbi Kiva Stimasa, what does that mean? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Rabbi Zudiv Rabbi Kiva, Hachi Gamar Rabbi Yochanan Mirabe, the Masisim Rabbi Kiva Amra. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan, first of all, Rashi just simply points out, he has a tradition that our Mishnah follows that of Rabbi Kiva. What did he mean when he said Stimasa? So Rashi over here offers two explanations. Harbis Tamasasam Rabbi Shein Divre Rabbi Akiva. So many Mishnayos where Rebbe left anonymous, like our Mishnah, like the first Mishnah in our Masechta, so is attributed to Rebbe Akiva. That's one pshat of Rashi. Yesh mefarshim, stimasol kol astumim tamidav haya. All stumim, all anonymous Mishnayos are attributed to the students of Rabbi Akiva. Kedam Rabbi Sanhedrin, Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Meir. Look, the Stam Mishnah follows like Rabbi Meir. Stam Tosefta, Rabbi Nechemia. Stam Sifra, Rabbi Yehuda. The coolest Masai Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. And those are all according to Rabbi Akiva. In other words, Rabbi Akiva had, remember the Gemara in Yevamos, Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students. The Lonagu covers of Zed, they didn't respect one another. The 24,000 students died, leaving Rabbi Akiva to start over again, and he started with 5 Talmidim. And what Rashi over here offers as another Pshat in our Gemara is that with the Mishnayos and the Tosefta's and the Sifra are all anonymous Mishnayos, Tosefta's, and Sifra's are all students of Rabbi Akiva. Akasha vein alafash kenshem matzim bekama mekons b'shem Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi istimasa Rabbi Menachem b'Rabbi Yosi istimasa lekama b'perek b'nei Ha'ir. So Rashi says that he has difficulty accepting the second shot because we do find other Tanaim who are not students of Rabbi Akiva referred to as Timasa. So Rashi says it is a little bit difficult to accept the second shot that he heard. Back to the Gemara Meisvei. So again, Rabbi Yochanan says that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, but the Chachamim say no. The Chachamim say that you can only read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Sorry. The Chachamim say that you can only read on the 14th and 15th. Meisvei, Gemara quotes a brisa to challenge. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mesna Bizmancha Shanim Kitiknam V'Yisrael Shulim Alad Masam. This is only true, meaning the allowance of the Kfarim to go early into town to hear the Megillah from the Bnei Ha'ir is only when the years are set kitiknam and the Jewish people are living on the land. Avabizman hazeh, but nowadays ho mistaklim ba, since we look towards Purim, ein karnasa elabizmana. So therefore the only time we could read the Megillah is only on its right time, meaning only on the 14th for most of the Jews and for those living in the walled city on the 15th. What does he mean when he says ho mistaklim ba? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi explains. Avar bizman hazeh shepasku kol eilav Yisrael nifradu v'lo yagiu shluchei beis din etzlan. Now that we are all scattered and the shluchei beis din are not getting to these people, hakol sof l'mikra megillah. And so, therefore, how do people mark their calendar? The way that people mark their calendar is hearing the megillah. V'omrim yom yudalid ba'adar karina the megillah. So now, what do people assume? When they hear the Megillah, they're assuming, oh, it's the 14th day of Adar. Yishar lo Adar tesvav yom. So that means there are 15 days left in Adar. The tesvav shel Nisan, osim Pesach. And then another 15 days we're going to be making Pesach. The imtakvin kriyasa. So now, what would happen for the Bnei Akfarim if they're now going to be reading the Megillah early? So again, remember, these are people who are not so knowledgeable. So they're going to assume that whenever they read the Megillah, it's the 14th day of Adar. So what's going to happen now is that they're going to assume that either the 11th, the 12th, the 13th in which they're hearing the Megillah must be the 14th day of Adar. And so therefore from there they're going to start counting. 15 days left in Adar, another 15 days, and they're going to start Pesach early. And what's wrong with starting Pesach early? Well, first of all, it's not the right date. Not observing Pesach on the right date. The Pesach is observed on the 15th day of Nisan. But Rashi points out that it could really end in a catastrophe. Yasu Pesach l'sof shloshim yom shel kriyasa v'nimtzu ochlin chametz b'yamim achronim shel Pesach. And then what's going to happen is that 7 or 8 days later, they're going to assume Pesach is over, and then they're going to go back to eating their chametz. And it comes out now that because they assumed that the 14th day of Adar was 3 days earlier, so that means that for the last days of Pesach, where it's really Pesach, they don't know that. They're going to think that Pesach is over, and they're going to now eat chametz on what they think is Pesach is over, but meanwhile, they're eating chametz actually on Pesach, and in violation of an Isser Kares. So therefore, as explains Rav Yehuda, nowadays that we are not Shurim Malad Masam, we don't live in our land, and so because people are looking towards Purim and assuming that Purim is the 14th day of Adar, so therefore there is no allowance for the Kfarim to read the Megillah any earlier, not on the 11th, 12th, or 13th. Okay, that is a brisa. And what is the problem with this brisa? So the Gemara goes on to say, Rabbi Yehuda aliba deman. Well, the problem is, who's Rabbi Yehuda following? Ilem aliba de Rabbi Akiva, afilu bizman hazeh isa. Well, he can't be going like Rabbi Akiva because Rabbi Akiva says afilu bizman hazeh. As Rashi points out, Rabbi Akiva lives where we're in this time of not of Yisrael not Shrei Malad Masan, meaning we're all scattered. And yet Rabbi Akiva, who is the author of our Mishnah, is endorsing the idea that you could read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. And so therefore Rabbi Yehuda is not following Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Yehuda says that nowadays you can only read on the 14th, 15th. So Rabbi Yehuda is not following Rabbi Akiva. I'm sorry. Bismanazeh is a lahitakanta. Allah v'libad rabbanan. So it must be that Rabbi Yehuda is following the position of the Chachamim. Or bisman shashanim kitiktam v'yisrael shumal masam. Mia karinan. So the but that means then that when the years are fixed and the Jewish people are centralized, so then you would be allowed to read the Megillah on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. So in other words, the problem is that who's Rabbi Yehuda following? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't seem to be following anyone. Certainly not following Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva allows you to read 11th, 12th, 13th even nowadays, even when Bnei Yisrael, when the Jews are not centralized. And he's not following like the Chachamim, because the Chachamim say that there are only two days to read, only the 14th and 15th. So this statement to Rabbi Yehuda doesn't seem to be going like anyone. So the Gemara says, okay, this statement to Rabbi Yochanan, that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva, difficult statement to Rabbi Yochanan. There is another version to this discussion. In the second version of this discussion, we have Rabbi Yochanan saying that our mission is going like Rabbi Akiva. But according to this Ikad Amre, the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Akiva. Not fundamentally, meaning fundamentally, you're right. There are three other days in which the Bnei Akfarim could read the Megillah. But nowadays, because the Jews are not centralized, and nowadays because the Jews are looking towards Purim and assuming that Purim is the 14th day of Adar, so therefore the only time that you can read the Megillah is only going to be on the 14th. So, this second version of Rabbi Yochanan fits in perfectly with Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara makes exactly that point. Tanya Me'achi, we learned this in Brice as well. Rabbi Yehuda, emes abizman shashan and kitiknam, v'soshim malad masam. Avah abizman hazeh, omesak lamba, inkar naso, el abizmanam. Beautiful. So that means now that the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, that our Mishnah falls like Rabbi Akiva, but the Chachamim disagree, but not fundamentally, but only nowadays because the Jews are not centralized, so therefore this brisa of Rabbi Yehuda is going exactly like the Chachamim. Okay. Good. Adkan. Rav Ashi kashale de Rabbi Yehuda de Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Ashi has difficulty with one statement of Rabbi Yehuda and another statement of Rabbi Yehuda. Umukim la brisa ka Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore assumes that the brisa, the second brisa, is going like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So in other words, what the Gemara essentially has done is outlined the Gemara coming up. There's going to be a stira between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, and he's going to answer the stira by saying that one of the brises is going like, not like Rabbi Yehuda, but like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, and after now the outline, now the Gemara spells it out. Umi Amar, Rabbi Yehuda bizman hazeh hol mistaklen bayin karen osel bizman avriminu. So the Gemara says that we have the first statement of Rabbi Yehuda, the brisa that we quoted twice on the previous summit, that according to Rabbi Yehuda nowadays that the Jews are not centralized, so therefore the Bnei Akfarim cannot read the Megillah earlier, avriminu. On that, the Gemara poses a difficulty because we have another statement, which is Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Imasai Makom Shenechnasim B'Sheni B'Chamishi. This is only true when they go in, when the Bnei Akfarim go in on Monday and Thursday. Avam Makom Shenechnasim B'Sheni B'Chamishi in Karnosala B'Zmana. But if they don't go in on Monday and Thursday, so they do not read it early. The only allowance for the Bnei Akfarim is only if they go in on either on Mondays and Thursdays. But Makom Shenechnasim B'Sheni B'Chamishi Mi'akarinan of the Afilu B'Zmana Zeh. But that would mean then that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even nowadays, if the Bnei Akfarim were going in on Monday and Thursday, so they'd be reading it even nowadays. So that's a stira, because the Rabbi Yehuda said previously, nowadays we simply don't read on 11th, 12th, and 13th. So the Gemara says, okay, we're miyashiv the stira by saying that one of them is going like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says that's that doesn't seem right, that just because we have a stira, so therefore what we're going to do is we're going to take out our pens and we're going to start editing the brisa, and we're going to give a new attribution to the brisa. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Shmuel Edika Tatinu Ka Rav Yehuda Bika Tatinu Ka Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, in this particular case, Rav Ashi had the liberty to do that, because when he heard the second brisa, sometimes he heard it in the name of Rav Yehuda, and sometimes he heard it in the name of Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda.
Umidikashle de Rav Yehuda de Rav Yehuda. Amarman de Nila ke Rav Yehuda lav davka man de Nila ke Rav Yehuda de Rav Yehuda davka. So therefore he came to the realization that because if I had both brises attributed to Rav Yehuda, that obviously would pose a stira, and I did have another Mesorah that the other brise was going like Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. Okay, so therefore the assumption is that the other brise is going to be going like Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, and now you won't have a stira between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda. Continuing in the Gemara. Krachim ha-mukafim chomim mimot Yeshua benun koren bechamisha asar. Walled cities read on the 15th. Minahan emili amar rava amar kras. The Gemara says, where do I know this? Now, let me first present the problem, and then we'll see the Gemara inside. The problem is very simple. The Megillah is clear that there are 2 days for reading the Megillah. The Megillah says that there's a reading that occurs on the 14th, and the Megillah also says that the Bnei Ashushan, because they had an extra day of doing Mechama, so therefore they were Nachu, they rested on the 15th, and therefore they read the Megillah on the 15th. So it is true that the Megillah does mention that there are 2 days for reading the Megillah, 2 days of Purim, if you will, one on the 14th and one on the 15th. That's true. However, nowhere in the Megillah does it actually say that the Mukafim read on the 15th. And so the question over here is very simple. How do we know? How do we know the halacha is that the Ayaros, the unwalled cities, are reading on the 14th, and the Mukafas are reading on the 15th? It doesn't say it explicitly in the Megillah. So the Gemara now is going to use a little bit of deduction. So, minani mila amarav amakra. Alkin ayudim aprazim ayoshim bari aprazos. The Jews are living in unwalled cities. Midaprazim barabasar, mukafim bechamishasar. So the Gemara uses a simple process of elimination. Since the Megillah is clear that the prazim, those who are living in an unwalled city, are reading the Megillah on the 14th, so therefore those who are living in a wolf city are going to be reading on the 15th. Okay, so a simple process of elimination. The aim of Razan Barabasar Mukafim Klal Klal Lo. So the Gemara makes a suggestion, and that is, well, maybe the Prazim read on the 14th, but those living in the 15th, Klal Klal Lo, are not going to be reading the Megillah at all. That is an unbelievable suggestion of the Gemara, where the Gemara now makes a suggestion that, well, maybe the Prazim don't read at all. Now, this suggestion, to begin with, is a difficult suggestion, as the Gemara itself is about to point out, that they're not going to be reading at all. And they're not going to be fulfilling the mitzvah. But before we go on in the Gemara, what do you do with the fact that the Megillah actually mentions the 15th day? I mean, the Megillah actually says the 15th day. So in the suggestion of the Gemara, which the Gemara we all know is going to reject, but in the suggestion of the Gemara, what do you do with the pasuk in the Megillah? So take a look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Klal klal lo, v'chamisha asar dechsi v'megillah, shaji l'shushan k'derch shenachu bo b'shas anez. So as far as the 15th day of Adar, so Rashi says, B'nei Shushan. Meaning, what the Gemara now is suggesting, again, all this is in a Havamina, so it's just a suggestion, but for us to understand the suggestion, what the Gemara is suggesting is that the Perazim, those living in the non-walled city, are going to be reading the Megillah on the 14th. Those living in the walled city won't be reading at all. What about the Pasuk in the Megillah that says, we're reading on the 15th? That's only specific to the Jews living in Shushan. The Jews and only the Jews living in Shushan are going to be reading on the 15th. That is what the Gemara is suggesting at this juncture of the Gemara. So which the Gemara says, V'lav Yisrael Ninu? Well, it's hard to imagine. The Jews, V'od Mi'od Devat Kush Ksiv. And furthermore, the Jews included the entire Jewish population, Hod Devat Kush. V'eim HaPrazim. So the Gemara just simply says it's untenable to suggest that a population, a segment of the population, Jewish people, are not going to be reading the Megillah at all. It's just simply untenable. So the Ema Prazim Barbesa, Mukafim Barbesa Bechamesa. So Gemara says, okay, so let's make another suggestion. If you live in the unwalled cities, you'll read the Megillah on the 14th, as the Megillah instructs. And if you live in a walled city, so you read on the 14th and on the 15th. Kidechsiv liyosu sim es yom arba asar lechodesh adar, ve'es yom chamisha asar bechol shana. So the Gemara says, and in fact, that may be pshat the pasuk, where the pasuk seems to indicate that they're reading on the 14th and the 15th. I have a kasev es yom arbasar v'chamisha asar kedekamar. So the Gemara says, okay, I would give you that pshat in the Megillah if it said 14 and 15. But hashad dekstiv es yom arbasar v'es yom chamisha asar asa es upasik hani b'arbasar v'hani b'chamisha asar. So the extra S comes there as a psik, as a separation, and that means that there are those who are reading on the 14th and those who are reading on the 15th. And so again, we're back to the process of elimination. If the Jews of a non-walled city are reading on the 14th, so then that means that we're left with only the Jews living in a walled city, and we're left with the day of the 15th. Must be that the Jews living in the walled city are reading on the 15th. The Ema Prazim Ba'arbesar Mukafim Ibar Barbesar Ibar Bechamesar. So the Gemara makes one more suggestion. Well, let's suggest that those living in a non-walled city will read on the 14th, and those living in a walled city have a choice. They could read it on the 14th or on the 15th. The Gemara to that also rejects. Amakrab is Zmanehem, Zmane Shulzeh, Lo Zmane Shulzeh. No, we have Zmanehem. Zmanehem tells us that those are two distinctive times into which to read the Megillah. Either you read it on the 14th, or you read on the 15th, but if you're one, you're not the other, and if you're the other, you're not the one. So the aim of Tulesa are Kishushan. So the Gemara says, well, what about the 13th, like Shushan? I'm sorry, the aim of Tulesar. So the Gemara suggests, well, maybe they'll read it on the 13th. And again, Rashi says, this suggestion of the Gemara, that the walled city are going to read on the 13th. What about the Pasuk and the Megillah? So Rashi says the same thing. Rashi says that, no, we're not going to suggest that Rashi says that at this juncture, what the Gemara is suggesting is that only Shushan will be reading on the 15th. The Aparazim are going to be reading on the 14th, and those living in the walled city are going to be reading on the 13th. So the Gemara gives them one word answer, Kishushan. The Gemara says, no, like Shushan, meaning Shushan is a walled city, and Shushan reads on the 15th, and so therefore, all other walled cities are going to be reading on the 15th as well. Okay. Ashkechan Asiya Zechira Minalan. So to now the Gemara says, look, it is true that the Megillah says that the 14th is Purim, and it is true that it says that the 15th is Purim. But that's vis-a-vis, Rashi points out, Mishteh and Yom Tov. So that for the present, for the non-walled cities, it's the 14th. And for the walled cities, it's the 15th. But Zechira Minalan. But we're focusing on Kriyas HaMegillah. We want to know the Zechira. Where does it clear that the reading needs to occur on these dates as well? Amakrav, Yamim Ha'ela, Nizkarim Benasim, Itkish Zechira La'asiya. So the Gemara says that these days are both remembered and done. There's a hekesh between Zechir and Asiyah, just like the Mishteh and Yom Tov for the present is on the 14th, so is the reading. Just like the Mishteh and Yom Tov for the Mukafas is on the 15th, so is the Kriya as well. Okay, we'll pause over here, and tomorrow we'll pick it up from the Maitama de Rabbi Yoshua. I'm sorry, Masis and Dolokiaitana.